Good morning. Well, it's actually technically a good afternoon. 12:06, to be precise. I did start in the morning, just barely. I overslept again this morning, almost 8 o'clock before I got up. Tomorrow I have to get up at 6. $16.27. Not bad. I did not have the metronome running this morning. I put on music. I was feeling in the mood for a little music. And if I'm gonna, most days when I have music going, I go at least 17 minutes a mile. It's a heck of a lot better than 18 and a half or 19 minutes a mile with this slower paced metronome. I almost didn't come out today. My legs hurt. My ankles hurt. Hips hurt. It's too hot. I waited too long. And I came to the realization that it's your own damn fault. Time to step up. So I'm stepping up. I was considering making Sunday a day of rest, and maybe I will in September, but I need to get back into shape. I need to get this thing moving. The end of the month, I've got a book due with an editor. I've got a book that's back from an editor that could have been published last month and wasn't. I got paperbacks that need to get published. And I'm feeling the itch. I'm feeling, I would say pressure, because I don't actually feel any pressure at all. Other than I've got Karen Conlon waiting on me, and she's depending on me to get her the book on time. And I've already paid her for the first installment, so yeah, if I don't, it's kind of wasted, which I can't afford. So, it's not that I can't afford to hire an editor, it's that I can't afford to waste down payment, because it'll delay me by several months. Can't afford that either. I need to get more books out. I need to do it. I need to get going. So tomorrow's a Monday, it's a work day, and I'm going to treat it like a work day. I've got therapy at 8. Probably have to do a grocery run after that. I'm taking my computer with me, my laptop, my netbook, my writing computer, the one that has Cape Grace on it. And I'm going to head to either one of the coffee shops or the library after therapy. If I go home, I'm not going to work. It's as easy as that. If I'm sitting comfortably in my chair, I'm not going to work. So I've got some things I need to do this afternoon to take care of so that tomorrow they're not on my honey-do list. Whenever you're ready, anytime in the next 5 minutes would be good list. Clouds building up over the mountains. Looks like we're going to get a boomer or two in the afternoon. Got a pork roast, a beef roast. I think I'll cook it in the barbecue pit today. Should get back just about enough with enough time left to put it in the pit and have it cooked in time for dinner. Went to Lowe's yesterday and got new charcoal. All of this has to be fascinating. I mean, the the life of a haunted, troubled, depressed full-time author has to be just riveting. So I'm still not sure why people follow this podcast. I have to be honest, I still don't understand it. I'm glad you do, because without you guys, I probably would say, eh, you know what? I don't need to walk. In fact, I do. I need to get my weight back down. My weight was up and my A1C was up. Not fatally so, but enough that it was a bit of a wake-up call. It was like, okay. I've got 6 months before I go back. At a pound a week, which is a reasonable amount to lose, it's down 26 pounds, which should put me at 175, which is really good. It probably ain't going to happen, but even half that would probably drop my A1C back down to a point where I won't be getting calls from the insurance company about my diabetes. To work on my core, my stomach and back need to be strengthened. I've toyed with the idea of, once I get everything taken care of, getting a membership in the gym. This is a gym not too far from here, 4 or 5 blocks, mile maybe, that's open 24 hours and has personal trainers for hire on an hourly basis. So, yeah, going to the gym to do a little weight work, to do some more direct aerobic work, get on the treadmill there and run. I could run on the treadmill at home, I suppose. The problem with running is that it rips out my knees, so running is probably not a good idea. It's one of the reasons I walk. I can walk and not do damage to my body too much. My ankles are saying, yeah, right, huh, right, sure, hold that thought, because right now my right one in particular is saying, dude. I'll just get a yoga mat. To be honest, I haven't done a lot because my wife heckles me, which is, I realize, kind of dumb. There's several things that she does that she thinks she's being cute, she thinks she's being funny, but what she's doing is really is heckling me. Yeah, well, some days I need to have a thicker skin, perhaps. Oh, today is August 3rd. Did I say that in the beginning? I think so. And the Lowell family reunion is going on as I am walking out at somewhere. Twilight State Park, maybe. One of the state parks. Maybe it's a big lake. And yeah, the cousins have been after me too, for months now, to get out there. I've actually got a land snail mail letter from one of the relatives asking us to make plans to go to August to go to Maine. And if we hadn't had the 2 hospital stays, if my wife were not on long-term disability, we didn't have these other demands on our cash flow, I probably would have done it. Monk post. In fact, I most assuredly would have done it, because it would have been a good way to get away. Kids have not seen Maine. My younger daughter was there when she was less than a year old. So she doesn't remember much of it. It's pictures of her with people and in places that she can't remember. Not too surprising. Okay, that has to be the most elaborate blow-up swimming pool I've ever seen. It's like one of those little inner tube blow-up waiting pool things. But it's got a sea serpent. It's its head and its tail sticking up one end and a big hump in the middle, across the middle of the pool. I should have taken a picture. If it's still there tomorrow, I will. It is hot. This is the price I pay for waiting too long to go for the walk, is the temperature. It was 75 when I left the house. I don't know what the official temperature is at the moment. I can probably try to see if I can see my phone. 11:27, I'm still ticking over, so that's a good sign. Let's see. Baby. Was 75, is now 79. So it's gone up 4 degrees in a half hour. This afternoon is going to be quite beastly, so at least I got out. I got my walk. I have to go home and get some breakfast, lunch. I didn't get breakfast because I slept too late. And by the time I realized it was breakfast time, it was lunch time. Which kind of spurred me to say, you know, if you're going to walk in the morning, you've only got a few minutes left. So here I am. Almost didn't. But I did it. Probably should have put on some sunscreen. I'm being exposed to a lot of harmful solar radiation. Okay, that's hardcore. Somebody with a rollout awning thing. One of those things you see frequently on the sides of mobile homes, motor homes. It's pulled out all the way and pushed down so that there's about a foot between the bottom edge of the bottom outer edge of the awning and the ground. And it's not even a south-facing window. It's a westerly window. Sun will come out around to it later in the day, but man, that's hardcore. With a kiddie trailer on the back of his bicycle. Kid is chatting up a storm. Funny. Cute as hell. Whew. Yeah, the other thing I should have brought was a water bottle, I guess. I start taking a water bottle out when I mow, just because I find myself drying up so fast. Like I am right at the moment. Good morning. Good afternoon, I guess now. Oh, guy made a right-hand turn. on a road that doesn't go anywhere. Surprise! Hasn't been pushed through yet, dude. Virginia creeper. We have a lot of Virginia creeper. Although that does not look like Virginia creeper. What is that, I wonder? Some sort of vine, looks like a squash with very small leaves. I guess somebody made a comment yesterday about how green everything looked. I think it was Lisa Cohen. And I'm walking by the other field, one that hasn't been mowed. And the grass is all turned brown. It's all brown across the tops where the seed heads are. The tumbleweeds are looking like they're getting ready to tumble. The grass is all seeded up, bending over. John Barleycorn. Bending down. Somebody drove off across the field. All they left was tire tracks. Pushed the grass down. Funny. Things people do. I remember once. Back home on Dutton Hill. I got off the road. I did it on purpose, but I didn't get off exactly where I thought there was. Where I was. Because there's a... kind of a driveway down to the back field, down by Wilbur Hall's house. Or what used to be Wilbur Hall's house. I don't know if it still is. Probably is. And I got down there. Had an old 66 Dodge Dart. And couldn't find my way out again. So I had to drive up to the house and drive out on the driveway. It was like 11 o'clock at night. He called me on it. A couple weeks later, he happened to mention seeing the tire tracks down there and seeing all the grass in my front bumper. If I'd gotten in trouble, I could have come and knocked on the door, you know. Boy, was a good guy. Leaf blowers. My wife has this thing about leaving stuff on the sidewalk. So she'll go through and dig up weeds and edge and stuff and then have to go through with a broom and sweep it all up. I suppose I should get her a leaf blower. She hates the things. They make so much noise. I wonder if she hates them more than she hates having four pieces of dead grass on the sidewalk. But I'm back, and of course Endomondo didn't tell me. Because Endomondo is running. Why didn't it tell me? Because apparently at some point Endomondo decided not to talk to me. I've gone 2 miles. It doesn't matter. Two miles and 34 minutes, 41 seconds plus about. So 17 and a half, good pace, 16 and a half, 16, almost 17 the first half, good enough. I am at the back gate tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll get up early enough to talk to you then.